As if reading my terrified thoughts, Fisk inquired gravely, "How'll you go, Miss Doyle? Up the mast or on the rat lines?" Once again I looked up. I could not possibly climb the mast directly. The stays and shrouds with their ratlines would serve me better.
"Ratlines," I replied softly.
"Then up you go."
I will confess it. At that moment my nerves failed. I found myself unable to move. With thudding heart I looked frantically around. The members of the crew, arranged in a crescent, were standing like death's own jury. It was Barlow who called out,
"A blessing goes with you, Miss Doyle."
To which Ewing added,
"And this advice, Miss Doyle, keep your eyes steady on the ropes. Don't you look down or up."
For the first time, I sensed that some of them at least wanted me to succeed. The realization gave me courage. With halting steps and shallow breath, I approached the rail, only to pause when I reached it. I could hear a small inner voice crying, "Don't! Don't!" But it was also then that I heard Dillingham snicker,
"She'll not have the stomach."
I reached up, grasped the lowest deadeye, and hauled myself atop the rail. That much I had done before. Now I maneuvered to the outside so that I would be leaning into the rigging, and could even rest on it. Once again I looked at the crew, down at them, I should say. They were staring up with blank expressions. Recollecting Ewing's advice, I shifted my eyes and focused them on the ropes before me. Then, reaching as high as I could into one of the middle shrouds and grabbing a ratline, I began to climb. The ratlines were set about 16 inches, one above the other, so that the steps I had to take were wide for me. I needed to pull as much with arms as climb with legs, but line by line I did go up, as if ascending an enormous ladder. After I had risen some 17 feet, I realized I'd made a great mistake. The rigging stood in sets, each going to a different level of the mast. I could have taken one that stretched directly to the top. Instead, I had chosen a line which went only to the first trestle tree, to the top of the lower mast. For a moment, I considered backing down and starting afresh. I stole a quick glance below. The crew's faces were turned up toward me. I understood that they would take the smallest movement down as retreat. I had to continue. And so I did. Now I was climbing inside the lank gray-white sails, ascending, as it were, into a bank of dead clouds. Beyond the sails lay the sea, slate-gray and ever-rolling. Though the water looked calm, I could feel the slow pitch and roll it caused in the ship. I realized suddenly how much harder this climb would be if the wind were blowing and we were well under way. The mere thought made the palms of my hands grow damp. Up I continued, till I reached the main yard. Here I snatched another glance at the sea, and was startled to see how much bigger it had grown. Indeed, the more I saw of it, the more there was. In contrast, the Seahawk struck me as having suddenly grown smaller. The more I saw of her, the less she was. I glanced aloft. To climb higher, I now had to edge myself out upon the trestle tree, and then once again move up the next set of ratlines as I'd done before, but at twice the height. Wrapping one arm round the mast, even up here it was too big to reach around completely, I grasped one of the stays and edged out. At the same moment, the ship dipped. The world seemed to twist and tilt down. My stomach lurched. My heart pounded. My head swam. In spite of myself, I closed my eyes. I all but slipped, saving myself only by a sudden grasp of a line before the ship yawed the opposite way. I felt sicker yet. With ever-waning strength, I clung on for dearest life. Now the full folly of what I was attempting burst upon me with grotesque reality. It had been not only stupid, but suicidal. I would never come down alive. And yet, I had to climb. This was my restitution. When the ship was steady again, I grasped the furthest rigging, first with one hand, then the other, and dragged myself higher. I was heading for the topsail, 15 feet further up.